What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. We just had that big breaking news that Charles Woodson now just owns 0.001 or is going to buy 0.001 of the Browns from the Haslam. Maybe about...
Is that what it is?
That's what... Yeah, that's what he just said.
0.1.
That's a difference.
It's not 0.001. It's...
0.1%.
You don't have to be mean about it, dude.
0.1.
Okay, are you done?
I don't think.
0.1.
So if the team's worth $2 billion, I don't know, what are you, $200,000?
Don't do math.
Well, I'm not doing it. I'm letting Google do it. Trust me, I'm not that smart. I know how to type the numbers in. How's that sound? All right, and so you're just real excited about that. I can see that, but it is kind of that Usher feeling that you have someone who is
buying into the team. What do you think of former players buying into teams?
I don't have a problem with it.
You don't?
No, not at all. If they want to go back, especially if it was their team, I mean,
well,
it's not like there's a rich NFL history.
Charles played for the Raiders and for the Pack, but yeah. He's from our area.
So buying into his hometown team.
Okay.
Maybe you can get Gruden in on this too.
All right.
They're both from the same. He's from Sandusky, same neck of the woods, isn't it?
That's true.
So get all those guys. So we'll see. So now you know that. It's a little tidbit. People are like, oh, doesn't Charles Woodson own the team? That's what they're going to say. And then you're going to realize that he's probably like, my favorite line about the Haslams is, I don't understand. Why didn't the Haslams know this? They own the Steelers. They owned part of the Steelers before. Wasn't that how much of the Steelers did they actually own? Seriously. And do you think that they had any say in the meeting? They're like, we want Roethlisberger to be the starting quarterback. I don't think that that's outrolled. Sorry. Not buying that.
Maybe Jimmy and Dee can trade Giannis to the Cavs.
For who? Charles Woodson?
Isaac Okoro.
Okay, keep going. Who else? Who wants to throw it in there? Luke Travers?
They want to help the Cavs.
You need to throw Craig Porter in there.
No.
Yeah,
I'm holding out. Isaac even up for Giannis.
Amani Bates. Does that do anything for you?
Can't do that. It would make a lot of people mad.
We're just trying to get a deal because everyone else is making deals on the Cavs doing that.
Dan laughed.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
You think I'm grumpy today? Manigan's been grumpy all day today, too. We had the opportunity to talk to Blake.
If you worked with you, you'd be grumpy, too.
Oh, stop it. Both of you guys.
Wow, those are the words of Jeff Phelps and only Jeff Phelps, and do not reflect the thoughts of Dan Madigan.
I don't know if you know this or not, Jeff, but you're not always rainbow and sunshine, too.
Come on. Come on.
Dan, validate me.
Those are the thoughts of Andy Baskin and only Andy Baskin, and do not reflect the thoughts of Dan Madigan nor anyone associated with Dan Madigan.
Blake Jones, the senior director of broadcasting for the NFL, just joined us. I thought it was really interesting conversation, Jeff, just because, you know, we all sit here and we all want to say, well, the NFL wanted this.
Yeah,
the
NFL we don't know, but Blake did.
Because he is the NFL on this one.
Yep.
And I thought he was pretty realistic about everything. He didn't really try to sugarcoat anything. He's like,
he's good.
He didn't disagree with me when I said, yeah, well, your team kind of stunk last year. They won three games, and guess what? They're not going to be on primetime. It's really what we got out of it.
And it, anybody have an argument?
There's no argument.
There is no argument.
Again, we heard last night the Browns. I was listening to the radio, and it was just like,
if the Browns get hot, Andy, and they're suddenly 9-2, they're going to be on. They're going to be in primetime. They get hot and they go 9-2.
They stay ice cold. They stay ice cold. You could be looking at a head coaching change by the bye week. True or false?
It's the NFL. Of course it's true.
False.
Why?
Because I think these guys have 2 years. I think this is a 2-year rebuild.
Jimmy Haslam did mention the quarterback in 2 years in the same sentence.
I think this is a 2-year rebuild. I think as long as the arrow is pointing either
tweak.
No, just straight ahead or even mildly up, I think these guys are in good shape. And I think even if it might be even tilted down, I think they're still in good shape.
If you're 0-8 going into the bye week, sell me that as a fan, that you're not going to make some sort of change.
I mean, you're one of the rebuild. What do you want me to tell you? So you're one of the rebuild.
I think you're...
What do you want?
Well, then you want the perception that your team is leaning into losing because you want the number one overall pick.
Yeah, there you go. You just sold it. I don't even need to work at it. See? Nice job.
But you got to lean into it. I mean, you really do.
Well, I mean, what leans into it? Do we have to have Kevin Stefanski out there with a cool sweatshirt that says...
We suddenly want to put our rookie quarterback out there to make sure that they're getting reps so we can see what we got. Because
Falter for Aller?
We have two of them right now. Falter for Aller, no.
But put a sweatshirt on that says that? Put it on his hat?
What would be the Aller line?
Pew for Drew.
There you go. Pew for Drew.
For Drew.
There you go. I mean, that's the thing with this, guys. I don't think you are going to see this whole narrative, and it's going to happen this year where people are going to go, fire Stefanski, fire Perry, fire Jim Schwartz, fire whoever's in charge of the offense. I don't even care. Fire them, too. Like, you're going to run into all this again, and you need to realize these guys are probably safe. This is year one. It sucks. It really sucks. But Deshaun Watson tanked this thing when he was bad, injured, and suspended.
No. The Browns tanked the thing when they brought in Deshaun Watson.
You're right. Yeah. You're right. That's the better wording. Thank you.
Awful for Aller?
That's pretty good.
I like Pew for Drew.
I kind of like Catchier. Pew for Drew.
And I'm sure there will be other quarterbacks out there we'll all have an eye on too that may, you know, pop out of nowhere and be great. I mean, that's the thing with this. I don't think they're going to be firing people. I think this is year one of the 2-year rebuild, and I think everyone's on the same page that this is the 2-year rebuild.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Bill. Dan, if they start at 0-6, they're going to make a coaching change.
Okay.
I don't know how.
All right. I'm willing to. What do I put on it?
I'm not going to bet.
Well, it's 0-6. Is
remember.
That, what, is there,
all right. Yeah, how about this?
Guys, I think
I
the
could
bye
be
week.
The president of the Kevin Stefanski
I know
fan
you
club.
Are, but the bye week, I think, will be telling.
All right. How about this? If they're at the bye week and they're 0-6 and they don't fire anyone, okay?
0-8.
0-8.
Right? 0-8. Yeah.
You have to come on the air and read. Did you ever watch the movie Matilda?
No.
90s movie?
Dated Matilda, but...
There's this great line that Danny DeVito does in there, and it's this whole speech of, I'm big...
Something about getting greased up on a couch or something?
I'm big, you're small.
Careful. What?
I'm smart, you're dumb. I'm all of those things, and you have to... I have to read it to you. And in the other direction, to prove that I am smarter and better than you. That's the bet. I'll print it out for you. It's not offensive in any way, shape, or form, and anybody who's my age knows this speech well.
If you're going to do Danny DeVito, it's got to be from Sunny in Philadelphia. Come on, man. Get with the program.
We can't say any of those lines on the air besides boiling denim. I think that might be the only thing that's come out of Danny DeVito's mouth in that show that can be repeated on
you
the
know,
air.
I think
he's great in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
If we gave away a little fight milk, isn't it fight milk?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we'd be very popular. I think people would listen to us more.
Guys, I don't think people are getting fired. I think they all have a plan. And they're all on the same page.
I think that's cute.
You know, normally things that Jeff says, I would say that like probably 95% of the way. Yeah. His perception of something, I'd be like, oh, you don't think Shedeur Sanders is relevant or not relevant, more than just a fifth-round pick. I'm not trying to put words in your mouth. And I would think to you, oh, that's cute. And he just dropped that on you. This is a role reversal.
What have they done in the offseason that has made you think that this team needs to win immediately?
They drafted two quarterbacks.
You know, maybe the third round or fifth round?
Maybe they don't think.
No.
Maybe they don't think their next starting quarterback is playing college football next year. There's a possibility on that, too. If they're trying to do this for Arch Manning, right?
If you're Arch,
would you come out or would you stay?
Depends. How tight is Uncle Peyton and the Haslam family? Here's what they did this offseason. They stayed in the NFL. Dan shakes his head like, what the hell is Phelps talking about?
That's why I'm like, we're not living in a world of promotion and relegation.
It's the NFL, Dan. Guys get fired all the time. Good coaches get fired all the time. It's like, okay, well, that's enough.
Mike Vrabel? That's the last one, right?
And these guys...
That was an extenuating circumstance, so he was fighting with everybody in that building.
The Haslams have been very patient with Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski. At some point, and I applaud them for that. I mean, you could have easily fired everybody after a 3-14 season. You could have. But, you know, they got saddled with Deshaun Watson. At some point, patience runs out.
We know what win now desperation looks like.
Oh, we sure do.
We have seen a lot of win now desperation.
It's the NFL.
This team has done nothing that constitutes win now desperation.
It's still the NFL. And the Haslams have already been very patient with this regime. And again, I applaud them for that. But if you get off to an unbelievably awful start and you think you're going to change at the end of the season anyway, well, then you'd go ahead and change in season.
And mind you, I don't think they're going to be over at the bye week. Like, please.
No, I don't either.
I don't think they're going to be over. Either. Yeah. But, boy,
four and four with a chance to make a run.
Boy, this looks like everybody knows what's happening, and everybody understands what's happening, and everybody's...
Only thing missing is Hugh Jackson. Is that what you're saying?
Everybody's as tolerant as can possibly be at what's taking place.
Only thing missing is Hugh, huh?
Gotta watch the tape.
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. I hear you. I hear you. We are going to do a topic here coming up. Well, Danny, let me tell you this. Danny Green's going to join us at 1 o'clock. We'll talk more about the Cavaliers and their contract and their future and what just happened to the Cavaliers. Also, something that Jeff does not want to hear about NCAA eligibility. I can't wait to talk about this. 216-474-0092.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.